Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Fall podcast for Monday the 17th of January 2011. Last week, just after the podcast went live, I came across a copy of City AM. Now, you might know that City AM is that newspaper which is available in the City of London free of charge every morning. And one article in particular caught my attention. Alistair Heath had written an editor's letter for all the readers to read, and it was about financial illiteracy. Now, you might be wondering exactly what Alistair's point was and what financial illiteracy actually means. Have a look at my blog, don'treadmyblog.com, and there is a link straight to the article that I'm talking about. And the main issue is we seem to have an awful lot of people in the United Kingdom who are not really in control of their own finances, who seem to have problems with credit cards, who have never really been taught about how to budget for regular expenses. And when given the choice between sitting down and sorting out their own finances, or going off and doing something else instead, they will always opt for going off and doing something else instead. Let me put it this way. Do you have to get a tax return in before the 31st of January? Have you done yours? Have you left it until the last minute? Now, I know you're going to say that it's easy for me because I'm an accountant. Yes, I actually did my personal tax return in the middle of April last year, probably within about 1 week of the end of the last tax year. I always do things within about a week. We do our billing on a weekly basis, and at the end of a financial month, within 1 week, we have done an interim profit and loss for the month. When it comes to a VAT quarter, within 1 week we have done the VAT return. And when it comes to our financial year end, within 1 week we normally have our accounts 99.9% ready. So you might be asking me, why do we focus on doing things on a weekly basis? Well, I blame Stephen Covey. If you have ever read Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you will know that the human brain likes to do things on a weekly cycle. You go to the supermarket once a week, don't you? Or perhaps you could try going to the supermarket just once a month. How about trying to go to the supermarket just once per year? So why is it then that when I ask clients to get me the stuff to do their tax return, they cannot keep records, they cannot gather things together, and they leave it until the last possible moment, until it's really going to be difficult to dig out the right records and give it all to me in a rush 3 days before the tax returns are due on the 31st of January. And by some sort of miracle, normally we can turn things around and get the end product to the client. And then what do they say? Well, Paul, to be honest, I don't really understand any of this. I'm sure you've got it right. And they approve the tax return anyway. That's what Alistair and I mean by financial illiteracy. And I think there's going to be some sort of drive to do something about it. Give me a chance. Let's wait until the 1st of February when my workload is calmer, and then follow this podcast and follow my blog. And I wouldn't be surprised if something happens over the course of 2011 and the financial literacy of at least some of the people in the United Kingdom begins to improve. Have a good week, and I'll catch up with you again, same time, next week. Bye for now.